Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Paul Tonko, looks like we might have a Democratic president, Hillary Clinton. We might have a Democratic majority leader, Chuck Schumer. And it doesn't stop there. So will New York come out better as a result of all of this?
I think there's great potential for that. There's always your rooted sense of politics. What's that base that produced you? And certainly Senator Clinton, Secretary of State Clinton, had her roots in Arkansas politics. But I think where she had her opportunity, her platform by sure. which to promote policies she believes are best for this country, came through her service as New York State Senator, where she, is remembered for her listening tours, where she developed a lot of her thinking, her philosophy, her policy advocacy by listening tours. And so that gives us, I believe, an up-close and personal connection to a candidate, potential candidate, who knows New York, upstate, downstate, across the board very well, and who tested her policies in the United States Senate based on the advocacy coming here from the state that she represented. So I think that gives us a good connection in terms of that political connection of her having served this state, but also the kind of the academic connection, the philosophical piece that, you know, has her understanding full well the strength and the needs of New York.
So, Paul Tonko, will she blow it the same way that she blew it the last time with Barack Obama? You know, there seems to be some sentiment out there that people don't always like her.
Right. I think that there's always lessons learned in life, and she's one who is always open to learning. And I think that the primary campaign between her and President Obama was one that obviously was a very painful exercise for her. But I think being, you know, of the academic caliber that she is, I would think that there were lessons learned and that it will help her with her framing a political structure that will enable her to do better in this series of primaries.
I love to talk politics with you, Paul Tonko, because it's always so much fun, at least for me.
It's fun for both of us, I think.
Okay. And I'm reading this book by Michael Schneerson about The Contender, which is about Andrew Cuomo. Now, I had always thought that, you know, there's a big question out there whether Andrew Cuomo will run for third term. Many people think he will not. Third terms are killers and all the rest of it. So that would lead to the question of where will he go? Well, he's already been in the cabinet as the youngest cabinet member, I think, ever or very close to it, as the secretary of HUD. So where could he go back in the cabinet? He can't go back to HUD, that's for sure. And there is a line in the book that Hillary doesn't much like Andrew. So one wonders, he couldn't be secretary of state, although he did take off for a number of foreign visits all of a sudden. How much do you think those interpersonal relationships count when the great scoreboard in the field is lit up?
Well, you know, they count, but there are a number of factors that figure into the nominations of secretaries for the cabinet or for various posts that are out there that would be a lateral or promotion for a sitting governor of New York. I think serving as governor of New York gains you much notoriety. And as we know, Governor Cuomo is not bashful about sharing what's happening in New York. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that qualifies you perhaps to be, you know, focused on commerce or, you know, transportation, any of those issues that are huge in New York. And he's tried to grow the international quality, the export opportunities for New York. So it's hard to tell, you know, and there are always those posts in life, those judicial nominations that can happen too. So I don't know. I'm certain that
even for a guy who failed the bar exam several times.
Well, you know, I think I don't know what the track record is on other judges, but I think just the fact that you do have that
portfolio.
That portfolio in hand. Yeah. gives you at least the foot in the door, and so to speak. So whatever may happen, you know, it. I hear the talk about a third term being a tough one in New York, but I also would sense that if you've had those two terms, it's pretty tough to walk away if you're enjoying doing
what
you're doing.
Mario found out on the fourth term.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard once you've got that.
But that's a long ways off, and so much, as we know, can happen in politics by the day.
I've only got 3.5 minutes with you, Paul, left on this, and I wanted to ask you whether you think it is possible that if Hillary runs well, that she takes back the House of Representatives for the Democrats.
You know, watching what is happening at the congressional level, watching some of the unbelievable moves by the Republicans in Washington, for instance, sending a letter to Iran, circumventing the president, saying this really won't matter. I think those are things that are really drawing the attention of the electorate out there. And a lot of this, even the Indiana-Arkansas politics with the so-called religious freedom expression really being seen as discriminatory, allowing for discrimination against the gay, lesbian, and transsexual community. These are things that I think may strengthen our opportunity. And with a very solid ticket, which I think the Democrats will have for president, there's great potential that we can win back those seats and regain both the House and the Senate in the 16 election. I think it's very much within our grasp.
Now, you have always said that to me every time we've gone through this. We've been friends for a long time. We've
right.
been doing these
conversations.
Are you
believing it now?
This is a long time. No. I think part of the problem is that some of these state legislatures have apportioned themselves in a way in which
right.
they can't
that,
lose.
That has made the exercise very difficult. The whole redistricting situation has made it very difficult. But again, you know, the seats that are where President Obama did well 4 years ago, there are a number of those that are now represented by Republicans in the House. And I think that those are the seats that we can target and share with people the information of the performance over the last what will be 2 years and enable us to get those seats back.
Hmm. And New York State, you think, remains blue and will remain blue?
I think it will get bluer.
Really?
It will remain blue, but it will get bluer, especially if there's, you know, a well-respected name at the top of the ticket. And if it's Hillary Clinton, certainly that will make for a very powerful outcome, I believe, in New York.
Paul Tocco, I love talking to you. You're great.
Thank you. It's
a
pleasure.
Thank you so much for being with us. When we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you about, different things.